This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Main day of 4-day long Chhath Puja today. Devotees offering worship and offerings to the setting sun this evening. Country witnessing a change in weather with rain forecast starting today evening. And US and China agree the framework of a potential trade deal that will be discussed when their respective leaders meet later this week. Now the news in detail. On the main day of Chhath Puja today, devotees across Nepal are offering worship and offerings to the setting sun, marking the pinnacle of the 4-day festival dedicated to Lord Sun, that is Lord Surya, and Chhatimai. Starting on Kartik Sukla Chaturthi, that is the 25th of October this year, the festival will conclude on Saptami, that is tomorrow morning, with offerings to the rising sun. Celebrated with devotion, it was previously celebrated only in the Tarai Madhes region of the country, but Chhath has now become a national festival. Devotees throughout the country observe a rigorous waterless fast today, maintaining purity with only vegetarian food throughout the festival, that is throughout the 4 days. The festival ends with Saptami's morning Arghya, that is tomorrow morning. Devotees believe Chhath brings prosperity, health and protection from skin ailments. Even those unable to fast sponsor others to fulfill their vows, while the economically disadvantaged participate through alms. In Kathmandu, river banks like Kueshwari Gaurighat and Ramghat in Lalitpur are adorned for the festival. The festival's sanctity, rooted in purity and devotion, has solidified its status as a cherished cultural and spiritual event now across Nepal. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ramsaya Prasad Yadav have extended best wishes on the occasion of Chhath Mahaparva today. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has urged that the upcoming election on the 5th of March 2026 should be regarded as a national festival. In her best wishes message released today for Chhath Festival, a significant festival dedicated to the worship of sun, Prime Minister Karki emphasized that she calls on all parties to embrace the upcoming election as a national ritual and festival and to participate in it and make it successful. The message reflects on the circumstances following the Gen Z movement, highlighting the obligation to hold the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March. The message calls for the parties to acknowledge the sensitivity of the current situation and their individual responsibilities and work collectively to ensure the election's success. The nation is currently experiencing the effects of westerly winds along with a low pressure system that has developed over the Arabian Sea. This afternoon, the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces are expected to see generally cloudy weather, while the Tarai Plains will also have partly cloudy skies. As per the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there is a chance of light to medium rain or snow in mountainous and hilly areas starting today evening and continuing throughout the weekdays. Furthermore, tonight, predominantly cloudy conditions are forecast in hilly regions including Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces, while the Tarai region is expected to have partly cloudy weather. The rains and cloudy conditions are expected to increase cold, especially in hilly and mountainous areas. Hence, it is advised to adopt caution. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. and China have agreed the framework of a potential trade deal that will be discussed when their respective leaders meet later this week, according to the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Secretary Scott Bessent told the BBC's U.S. news partner, CBS, that this included a final deal on TikTok's U.S. operations and a deferral on China's tightened rare earth minerals controls. He also said that he did not anticipate the 100% tariff on Chinese goods threatened by President Donald Trump coming into force, while China will resume substantial soybean purchases from the U.S. Both nations are seeking to avoid further escalation in a trade war between the world's two largest economies. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are due to hold talks on Thursday in South Korea. Argentina's President Javier Milei has led his party to a landslide victory in Sunday's midterm elections after defining the first 2 years of his presidency with radical spending cuts and free market reforms. His party, La Libertad Avanza, won nearly 41% of the vote, taking 24 Senate seats and 64 of the 127 lower house seats that were contested. His gains will make it much easier for the president to push ahead with his program to slash state spending and deregulate the economy. Before the vote, Milei's ally Donald Trump made it clear that the U.S.'s recently announced $40 billion lifeline for Argentina would depend on Milei keeping political momentum. Milei supporters welcomed that, though critics accused Donald Trump of foreign interference in Argentina's elections. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Karnali Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Main day of the four-day Chhat Mahaparva today. Devotees offering worship and offerings to the setting sun this evening. Country witnessing a change in weather with rain forecast starting as soon as today evening. And US and China agree the framework of a potential trade deal that will be discussed when their respective leaders meet later this week. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.